We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
Hello and welcome to the very first of your reality breaks. I guess they're not the first one since we were doing them small before, but it's the very first one that exists by itself. It's an entity among itself. Among itself? That's not the right way to say it, but whatever.
No, but whatever. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Because our reality breaks were running a little long, they started out, for the record, as 90-second reality breaks. I don't think we ever managed to keep them to 90 seconds. So we decided that we would do a little separate reality podcast with Amory and I, since we are the two that watch the reality shows, and we always want to talk about them every week, and we don't want poor Jason to have to suffer through us going on and on and on about our reality shows. So, now you know the premise of the reality break. Since our reality breaks are coming out after our regular episodes, we're going to actually start on Wednesday night with Top Chef.
Top Chef. This season I'm loving so far. Two episodes in. And I have a favorite, I think.
Already?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite so much as I have people I don't like already. So that's the complete opposite of a favorite.
This would be very true. Just because you have people you don't like doesn't mean... Like, if you had to pick somebody right now to win, would you have somebody? Would you have people that you're like, absolutely no way, I do not want those people to win?
I have people that I would be absolutely no way, I do not want those people. And it's not even necessarily something they've done. I just don't really like the Europeans.
Okay.
Stefan or Fabio. And I'm really glad that Jill went home, because I could not stand her.
Is she the one that went home this week?
Yeah, she just looked blank behind the eyes.
Nice.
And... Couldn't deal with that.
When we narrow it down to a few more people, I'll have names down. But at this point, just like you, the Europeans. Okay, I know who those guys are.
It's like that blonde guy and the bald one and the dead behind the eyes girl.
Exactly. So the girl who went, Jill, did she do the ostrich egg?
Yeah, okay. Ostrich egg. I mean, it could have been totally awesome. She could have done something really unique with an ostrich egg, but she didn't.
Not sure I could have handled an ostrich egg, to be honest.
Yeah, did you see how she didn't even know how to open it? Okay. Obviously, she wasn't going to do well with it.
Yeah, it's a little insane to pick up something if you have no idea how to cook it. Even if it's going to be something completely new. You know what I mean? Like, you should have at least... had some concept of how to cook it or how to open it or...
Exactly.
People, if you don't try to do that.
Yes, to all the chefs out there listening. Don't crack open an ostrich egg if you don't know what to do with it.
Especially if you're going to try out for Top Chef. Then I really don't recommend
it. No, I will say that the bunch of jerks in the restaurant, like, I would have made that better. I would have done that better. Well, obviously you think you would have. You think you should be on Top Chef.
Right, exactly. But you're not, so...
So obviously you didn't do something well enough to get there.
Until you've been in the kitchen and you know how it feels.
Yeah.
I also thought it was funny that they were in Tom Colicchio's kitchen. Surely that had to be crazy kind of pressure, because...
Oh, yeah. How much do I love Tom Colicchio? I love him.
I love him,
too. I just think he's awesome.
He is awesome.
Yes, he is. What else do we have to say about Top Chef?
I don't really have anything else. I can't even tell you who won. The guy, European guy, right?
One of the European guy. Fabio. The Italiano.
What did he cook?
I don't even remember. But something like that they were completely wowed by, that they loved him.
But it was something he was trying for the first time, right? Or
he thought it would go well together and he didn't really know. But do they mean that? Like, when they say that, are they just trying for camera time?
Maybe.
I don't know. After a couple seasons, you kind of learn.
Actually, you know what? He didn't. It wasn't something they knew, because he said, in fact, that he had made it. It was something they made all the time in the restaurant where he's from. You know why I remember this? Because I got annoyed. Because I get annoyed when they say, it's something we make all the time in the restaurant where I'm from. And I want the chefs to say, well, then we don't count it as high then, because you make it all the time and you didn't take a risk.
Yeah, exactly.
He added something new to it. He did add something in there, but it was something he said that they make all the time, because when they got into the room, remember, when they got into the kitchen, he was like, I don't know why I'm here, because it's something we make all the time and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, calm down, dude. You're here because we liked it.
That's right. He's the guy who was like, I don't know why I lost. And they're like, we didn't say you did yet.
Exactly.
Buddy.
Craziness. All right, well, let's move on from Top Chef. I would make us bet, but I don't have any idea who the people are yet.
Yeah,
so.
We don't know who people are. A moot point.
Exactly. I don't even know where we are yet in the season to even be able to guess what kind of quick fires they're going to do.
Oh, I know.
So moving on to Survivor. I heard people talking about it this week. So did something happen this week?
Yeah, this week. And it's funny because Daniel Feinberg from Zap2It was upset that this guy was gone, but the old guy, Bob, created a fake idol. And, like, convincingly enough that Randy, total D-bag that everybody hates, except Daniel Feinberg, apparently. Hey, Dan. Well, I'm sure there's other people who like him because he was, like, a good player. But he was kind of Randy, this total snarky guy that I, like, didn't like anybody, really. And he believed Bob had this immunity idol. And, you know, they were going to do this whole thing where they were going to get Susie out and they were going to use this idol. Bob was going to give it to Randy so that all the votes against Randy wouldn't count. And Bob was like, sure, you can have my fake idol. Whatever. It's not going to help you. So basically, Bob helped the other side because, you know, they're kind of split evenly, like who's going to win the old team versus whatever. And it just backfired in his face so dramatically. Like the rest of the team, as Randy walked up all confidently handing in this fake idol, just started bursting out laughing because they totally knew it was fake. Oh, it was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. I'm blanking
Probst.
Out. Yes. What did Probst do?
He was like, well, before he even said this is a fake idol, like Randy still thinks he won or whatever. Excuse me. Jeff is like, this, you know, as everybody knows, if you have the immunity idol, any votes cast against you don't count. So he didn't even say right away that it was fake. And then Jeff was like, however, this is not the immunity idol. And he throws it in the fire. And Randy was just like super shocked. And like everybody on the bench was like just crying of laughter because they were so excited because it had worked.
Well, that'll
be interesting.
So
Randy is gone, and he was just completely thrown,
He must be on the jury, though, right? Because you talked
about somebody else. He is on the jury. He's the third member of the jury, which I'm sure, you know, will screw things up, because the two other people that are on the jury with him right now are members of his alliance. So, like, they're all going to be together and deal with the people that they don't like. So I have a feeling that people that weren't in their alliance are going to be the final two. And then this whole alliance is on the jury, like, oh, we got screwed. But I'm quite impressed with this season. It was a little bull first, but all this backstabbing and like blindsiding that they're doing, it's awesome.
It sounds pretty good, actually.
Because every week I'm saying something about how, and then they blindsided him. And it's so cool.
I can't say that I regret giving it up, but it does sound pretty good this year.
So I will say, I think Sugar's going to win. Someone named Sugar will win Survivor. It's funny.
Oh, you mean the whole thing? I thought you were talking about next week.
No, just the whole thing.
When is the... If there's only three on the jury, there's still several more weeks, huh?
Yeah, I think there's like six or seven people left in the camp.
Okay. So at least three more weeks, right? If they all end up with three at the end. Okay. All right, well then let's move on to The Amazing Race. We actually have 2 weeks of The Amazing Race to cover because we did not... because we waited till after this Sunday to record this. So now we have two. So first I have to give kudos to you because last week your team did win.
Yes, they did. Nick and Star, love you.
They did indeed. That damn fast forward. That's what I'm
that's
not
what
actually sure that what's got them there. I'm sure they would have done those other tasks pretty quickly too. But
oh yeah, because like if you notice, even if they get there late, like they're always one of the first people done.
Exactly, and the tasks weren't like hard, like physically hard or anything. So they would have been tasks that they would have done pretty quickly, I think.
Right.
So yes, that's what got them there. I don't know how much further. I didn't pay attention this, like an hour and a half, I think, based on the hours this week.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of time, but it was enough. Like,
right, well, it usually is, like, because you skip, what, two different tasks. So there's plenty of time for you to do whatever the task is, and I shouldn't say that. Didn't the year that BJ and What's-His-Face do it, or did they just not finish it? But whatever, I'm getting sidetracked. I was thinking about there was a fast forward that had to do with eating one year, like eating crickets or something.
I don't know if I remember that.
The hippies did it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. With their tie-dye.
Yes. All I know is one of their names was BJ. I can't remember the other guy's name right now. But they did it, and I don't think they could complete it. I think that was why, because they had to go back and do the other things, even though they couldn't. I don't remember exactly. But whatever. It doesn't matter. They must have completed it. But if they did complete it, like, it took them so long to eat it that it actually, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think they came in first. Yeah. Okay, so they did the fast forward. Terrence and Sarah also did the fast forward. Unfortunately for them, it was eating meat.
Yeah. She says with a little joke in her...
I do.
With eating meat.
I'm sorry, Terrence. And so, actually, I understand how it would be hard for any vegetarian to do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't blame him for not doing it, but maybe he should have made the decision that he couldn't do it as soon as he saw the meat. Like, they should have a little bit of decision.
Because he waffled back and forth, yeah, for a while, like whether he was actually going to do it.
Right. I think he took a couple bites. Like, he tried to do it.
He just couldn't do it, yeah.
Yeah, because Sarah, I think, had made a good start on her food. because they kept showing them. And then they finally had to go back and do the other tasks. And that's really what killed them, was that they just spent, you know what I mean, so much time.
Exactly. Because as much as I hate them, like, they were still doing tasks well, just to fast forward screw them up.
Right. And quite frankly, Andrew and Dan tried to...
Yeah.
Tried to help them out. They did several things wrong and tried to help them out. They got lost when they were in that crane after they did the whole chicken finding the golden egg in the chicken place. They got lost. They were in their crane and nobody was helping them get directions. And then when they dressed up as the cow, they left their shoes at the place. That wasn't what was wrong, though. They left their shoes at the place, but then they also, they got to the bazaar and they got the clue, and then they got in a taxi cab. And then when they got to, where did they have to go? To the park? They got all the way to the mat, didn't they? And Phil told them they took a cab. They had to go back.
Yeah, they had to go back. Yep.
And they got all the way back, and then they had to go back and walk it. And of course, they didn't get their shoes, so they're idiots that affected this week, but whatever. So they tried to give Tara and Sarence enough time to catch up. But unfortunately for Tara and Sarence, happily for us, I guess. I would have actually been happy to see Andrew and Dan gone, too.
Yeah, me too.
They're idiots. And then, of course, my team came in second. I was very happy about that.
Yes, they did.
And they were so, my favorite thing about them was just how much fun they were having in the cow suit, quite honestly. Because they were, like, walking down the street mooing and, like, dancing down the street. Like, people were laughing at them. And they were just having fun with it. I just think that's fun. That's why I like them. I mean, they're mother and daughter. Sorry, Dallas. I keep doing that to you. They're mother and son. So it's kind of cool anyway because they have fun together. But I just thought it was, you know, fun that they have fun when they're doing the race. Maybe they wouldn't have if they were last instead of first. But
right. But
still, they had fun doing it. Absolutely. All right, so let's move on to this week, and now I get to be happy because my team actually came in first.
Yes, you do.
Yay!
But I have to say, I'm really happy that your team came in first because they deserved it. Like, they did everything right. But I will say that Nick and Star, like, if they hadn't had the taxi drivers from hell, I think they would have definitely given them a run for their money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think maybe...
And also, Andrew gives marching band members, or if it was Dan, I'm not sure which one it is, because I don't know which one is which.
It was Dan.
He gives marching band member name because...
Wait. No. Andrew was the marching band person.
Dan was just a moron who was flailing about like an idiot.
Yes, he was indeed. He looked ridiculous. I mean, I just can't believe that somebody could just not have any kind of rhythm at all like that. Or it is not even rhythm. It's coordination. I don't know what it is that he couldn't even like walk straight. I just couldn't. I'm like, when you walk normally, you walk fine.
Exactly. Like, why does it suddenly involve like music and or marching or whatever, and you look like a giant jerk?
I know, he was like all over, like his arms were all over the place and his legs were all over, like, and he couldn't even walk straight. And I love that he's like, no, I walked straight that time. And the guy's like, no. Knit.
No.
And then all the other guys laughing at him, it cracked me up too.
Yeah, we like when people laugh at other people's pain.
We do. Well, it just was funny because, you know, if I'd been standing there, I wouldn't have been able to hold myself that long. Like,
oh my God, me either.
They were pretty good at like not laughing outright right away.
Oh yeah.
So funny. So yes, and then of course Andrew and Dan all the way through, man. I really was I knew it was a non-elimination because we had one more left. And there always is
only been one.
Is there only been one?
Wasn't there only one with
Ken and Tina?
Ken and Tina.
I guess so. I guess you're right. Yeah, because there were two of them though. But there's always one right here. When there's four people, there's always one. And I just was like, God, please, could you just like not do this one? Because they really could just go. But then again, I was worried that Nick and Star were going to come in last, so I was happy that the non-elimination was there, because I knew that even if they came in last, they were still going to be in the race, so they would be fine.
I love how they bought those fancy shoes and then had to, like, sacrifice them.
I know. Did the guy actually take them?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think he took them. I'm willing to bet that the Amazing Race producers stopped the taxi and gave him cash after he left, and I'm not sure how much... I guess it hurt him a little bit, but Nick and Star still made it there before him, so I don't think it actually hurt them that much. Like, I don't think...
Yeah, we'll have to check next week to see the minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And then next week looks like it's going to be interesting since, according to those previews, one of the teams loses their money and their passport.
And who do you think it could possibly be? Like, why... I just don't think that the mother and son or the sister and brother would... I don't know.
It depends on how it happens. Like, if somebody on the board that I transcribed the race, and somebody on the board said that maybe they got pickpocketed, because that would make sense that both their money and their passport would be gone, unless they keep their money with their passport. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, either way. But I mean, like, unless when you pull out your passport, like, you have your money stuck in your passport. So when you pull out your passport, you have your money. Otherwise, it would have to be something where, like, I don't know. Maybe they left their pack somewhere, though. That could be possible. It should be interesting to see, though. I mean, I would think that unless it was pickpocketed, that the cameramen would have seen it happen, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
And they probably, if they did see it happen, they probably filmed it. So they probably made sure that they weren't going to lose it. Like, if they left their backpack or they left something sitting somewhere, they probably made sure that it was given to the proper authority so that they would be able to go back and retrieve it versus not ever being able to get it back. Although, I don't know, maybe if they leave it in a cab and the, I don't know. I don't know how, what the rules are with the cameraman, but I would think that if it's something as serious as their passport, that they would make sure that.
Yeah, because passports are not easy to come by.
Exactly. Like, that's not something easy you're going to get the a country to be like, yeah, it's okay, you don't have your passport. But I'm not sure. And so if it was something like being pickpocketed, I could see it being any of them, really.
Yeah.
But I'm going to guess Andrew and Dan.
Yeah, me too. Because they're in. No offense, Andrew and Dan, if you're listening.
Yeah, exactly. They're not listening. Although
they're not.
All right, so let's put our wagers down. Who do you think will come in first next week? Really?
I got to go with Nick and Star. I got to go with Nick and Star.
The thinking there. That's probably a good one. It depends on how close they are. But I'm guessing that they're going to have some kind of equalizer.
Probably.
Because they usually do at this point. Like, they usually have a couple of times when they catch up with each other. I'm going to be loyal and stay with Tony and Dallas. I don't know if it'll happen, but I'm hoping they're going to be riding on a high, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, though, I mean, they seem like the kind of team that can do well if they did well once. Like, they keep going higher, so.
True. All right, so that wraps us up, I guess, because we don't have any other things we talk about, dude.
The only other reality I watch is Ghost Hunters, and this week a ghost said, "I'll take the guy in the hat," and it was awesome.
Okay, wait, a ghost said, "I'll take the guy in the hat"?
Well, like, they went into a basement and Jason was wearing a hat and Grant was with him, and like, really loud, they hear this ghost say, "I like the one in the hat."
Was it
and
a, like, woman ghost?
It was like a woman ghost, like a D voice, and they were like, "What? Did you just hear that?" Like, they were all looking at each other and Jason's like, "Oh, I'm wearing a hat." It was just awesome. Just to watch those two.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I guess we will talk again next week.
Alrighty.
Are we going to go ahead and do it next week?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, then we'll do one next week. Anybody who wants to call in with your reality thoughts, you can call in at 213-985-3176 or email us from our website at www.tvtimes3.com. All right. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
No one talks about anything else.
I'm awesome.
To our favorite show.